right backwards.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good morning everyone. It's my honor to be here to give my presentation. The title of my presentation is Estimating Surface Soil Water Content from Digital Imaging Grid Level Measurements. The outline covers five parts. At first, I will introduce briefly my the importance of surface soil water content estimation. As we all have known that surface soil water content is an important parameter in soil science, hydrology, and ecology due to surface soil water content dominating soil reflectivity and then affecting matter and energy exchange between land surface and atmosphere. And second, actually, estimation on surface soil water content can improve the precision of some parameters in hydrological and ecological models relating to surface soil water content. There are many methods used to measure surface water content. Here, we only list four methods. And traditionally, we can use the sample soil and weighting soil samples to get surface soil water content, or using neutral or TDR probes, or using remote sensing. Here we compare those methods. We can get that different methods have different advantages and disadvantages. So in this case, we still need to look for a proper method to measure or estimate surface soil content. Now, how to get the proper method? So here is our idea. I think for a given soil with certain mineral or particle compositions, the netness of soil surface is affected only by the water in the soil. That means soil water content. If there is more water in the soil, the netness would decrease owing to more light being absorbed and less light being reflected. Hence, there should be a relationship between surface soil level and surface soil water content. And the netness of light is equal to grid level in computer graphics, and grid level could be easily obtained in computer. So we could combine surface soil water content estimation with computer graphics. This slide shows different picture during rainfall. We put the old picture gets during the rainfall, and we can get right when soil is getting wet, the soil surface gets darker and dark, and the below picture is soil surface grid level. We can see soil surface grid level change decrease with increasing surface soil water content. And the three different colors is three color channels. So now, we want to use a model to describe the relationship between surface soil water content and soil surface grid level. And here we defined a parameter key to as surface grid level sensitivity to describe the change of surface grid level per change in surface in water content. And then, as a given soil, we think surface grid level sensitivity is influenced by soil mineral and particle composition and soil water content. So here we think soil surface grid level sensitivity is a constant. So in this case, after a series of calculation, we can get a final equation to describe the relationship between surface soil water content and soil surface grid level. And this is the final equation to describe the relationship. So this slide showing the experimental procedure. At first, we put the soil into soil cores and then put the soil cores on the plant. And the soil samples are watered to saturation and waited to get soil water content, and then we take soil images. Afterwards, soil samples are put into oven and taken out for waiting to get soil water content, and then we take soil image. At 30 minutes intervals, they replicated this process until soil is drying. Here, the black and red is standard color checker. That is very important because we use them to calibrate light. So we just put forward the assumption to describe the relationship between surface water content and soil surface grade level, but we don't know how surface grade level change with surface water content, so it's difficult to calibrate the model. But in model establishment, we gave the equation to calculate saturated water content and grade level change the range. So in calibration, if the model performs well, we could obtain accurate estimations about both parameters. Here we can see that the estimated the saturated water content and grade level change range is closely related to calculated. So now we're using another independent sample to validate the model. We can see that this model is performed well. Calculated surface water content is close to observed surface water content. This slide shows some interesting results. We can see if a soil with high saturated water content, then his soil surface grade level sensitivity should be low. And that is the same as parameter capital key. And then we add different values to parameter R, key and GL0, and calculate soil grade level changes. We can see those parameters have different effects on surface grade level and surface water content relationship. So our next step is focusing on how soil mineral and particle compositions, soil organic matter, and surface roughness affect soil grade level, soil surface water content relationship, and then based on the study, we can create soil grade level and soil surface water content relationship database for various soil types. Okay, that's all. Thanks.
Questions?
I don't have questions. So, so are, in effect, are you essentially measuring the monitoring the albedo? Your method is responding to changes in the albedo?
Yeah.
So what do you expect to be some of the impacts of surface roughness? How important do you think the surface roughness is going to be?
But we just think...
Maybe you need to speak
okay. Okay. I just selected the same soil types. So we think the surface roughness is changeless.
Yeah, in your experiments, you held it constant.
Yeah.
But in out in the field, it's going to vary.
Yeah. That's
your relationship is going to be valid.
That's a bigger problem, yeah. Okay. We should fix. Okay.